Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is the 20th day of December. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you from the rolling hills of Tennessee after a nice run up to Chicago in South Bend and back. And this afternoon we'll have to go down to Atlanta and back. But we'll talk about that in a minute. We're reading from the English Standard Version this week, and blazing a trail as it happens here at the end. We're reading the book of Haggai today. So Israel was carried away into exile by the Babylonians. It's a terrible time of great sorrow, perhaps the lowest moment for the children of Israel of all of the Bible. About 540 BC, Cyrus, king of Persia, invaded and conquered Babylon. And in 538, a couple years later, he issued a decree allowing native Israelites to return to their homeland and rebuild their temple, worship their God, and rebuild their culture. This was obviously a great day of liberation for God's people, and the book of Haggai comes about 18 years into that process. It's a snapshot that is immensely relevant to us today because it takes a hard look at motivations. Through the prophetic words of Haggai, God challenges his people about what matters most to them. God also offers hopeful promises to those who will take courage, even though they have grown weary because of the realization that Jerusalem and the temple may never be rebuilt to the splendor that Solomon had built it. Haggai invites us all to turn the spotlight on ourselves and see whether it's God's work or our own satisfaction that we hold highest in our lives. It invites us to man up in the face of discouragement, knowing that God is supremely faithful and sovereign. Once the light of truth comes crashing into our lives, it invites us to repent and live pure lives. And it shows us that we can live courageously for God, building his kingdom, because he is always with us, ever present, regardless of circumstance. We are secure, and as we are faithful to God, he is faithful to us. Chapter 1, verse 1 through 2, 23. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Thus says the Lord of hosts, these people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. And the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Is it a time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruins? Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages does so to put them into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the hills and bring wood, and build the house, that I may take pleasure in it, and that I may be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, and behold, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why? Declares the Lord of hosts. Because of my house that lies in ruins, while each of you busies himself with his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you have withheld the dew, and the earth has withheld its produce. And I have called for a drought on the land and the hills, on the grain, the new wine, the oil, on what the ground brings forth, on man and beast, and on all their labors. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, spoke to the people with the Lord's message. I am with you, declares the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the month, in the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Darius the king. In the 7th month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to all the remnant of the people, and say, who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory? How do you see it now? Is it not as nothing in your eyes? Yet now, be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord. Work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts. According to the covenant that I made with you when you came out of Egypt, my spirit remains in your midst. Fear not, for thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once more, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, so that the treasures of all nations shall come in, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts. On the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet. Thus says the Lord of hosts, ask the priests about the law. If someone carries holy meat in the fold of his garment, and touches with his fold bread or stew or wine or oil or any kind of food, does it become holy? The priests answered and said, no. Then Haggai said, if someone who is unclean by contact with a dead body touches any of these, does it become unclean? The priests answered and said, it does become unclean. Then Haggai answered and said, so is it with this people and with this nation before me, declares the Lord, and so with every work of their hands, and what they offer there is unclean. Now then, consider from this day onward, before stone was placed upon stone in the temple of the Lord, how did you fare? When one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the wine vat to draw 50 measures, there were but 20. I struck you and all the products of your toil with blight and with mildew and with hail, yet you did not turn to me, declares the Lord. Consider from this day onward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, since the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider, is the seed yet in the barn? Indeed, the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have yielded nothing, but from this day on, I will bless you. The word of the Lord came a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I am about to shake the heavens and the earth, and to overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I am about to destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations, and overthrow the chariots and their riders, and the horses and their riders shall go down, every one by the sword of his brother. On that day, declares the Lord of hosts, I will take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord of hosts. Revelation 11, 1 through 19. Then I was given a measuring rod like a staff, and I was told, Rise, and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship there, but do not measure the court outside the temple. Leave that out, for it is given over to the nations, and they will trample the holy city for 42 months. And I will grant authority to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. And if anyone would harm them, fire pours from their mouths and consumes their foes. If anyone would harm them, this is how he is doomed to be killed. They have the power to shut the sky, that no rain may fall during the days of their prophesying. And they have power over the waters to turn them into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they desire. And when they have finished their testimony, the beast that rises from the bottomless pit will make war on them and will conquer them and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the city that symbolically is called Sodom and Egypt, where their Lord was crucified. For 3.5 days, some from the peoples and tribes and languages and nations will gaze at their dead bodies and refuse to let them be placed in a tomb. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them and make merry and exchange presents, because these two prophets had been a torment to those who dwell on the earth. But after the 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them, and they stood up on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, Come up here. And they went up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies watched them. And at that hour there was a great earthquake, and 1/10 of the city fell. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe has passed. Behold, the third woe is soon to come. Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, for you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, and for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great, and for destroying the destroyers of the earth. Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant was seen within his temple. There were flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and heavy hail. Psalm 139, 1 through 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. To the choir master, a psalm of David. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all together. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely, the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night. Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I could count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I'm still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! O men of blood, depart from me. They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Proverbs 30, 15 and 16. The leech has two daughters. Give and give. Three things are never satisfied. Four, never say enough. Sheol, the barren womb, the land never satisfied with water, and the fire that never says enough. Psalm 139 is just a beautiful picture of God's sovereignty, and of a man, of a person, comfortable in that sovereignty, comfortable in bowing and submitting to it. It's something that we talk about often, because our lives dictate that we take matters into our own hands often. We know that there's a sovereign God, but oftentimes we live as if that's not true. We know that God is there present to us, but we often live as if He's not, as if He's not going to do anything, or probably more honestly, that He's not going to do what we want Him to do. And that may be true, because what we want Him to do may be devastating to our lives. Here David writes, and this is a guy that has been through a lot. In fact, I think it's pretty safe to say that there's nothing from a heart level and from a human level that we face that David didn't face on one level or another. He was pursued to be murdered by a king. He lived on the run for a long time, and yet he was God's anointed one. Okay, there's a juxtaposition that doesn't match up. If you're trying to shake your fist at the heavens, which David could do, and he did, he's a human being, And it's all marked there. All the grit, all the dirt of David's life is well documented. But here David finds himself in a place where he's looking to the sovereign God and finding contentment in that sovereignty. Contentment in knowing that God is God. He is who he says he is. And he is beyond beauty, beyond comprehension. What rest and peace can be found in that place? If we can live in that place as if it were true, imagine the shifts that would take place in our hearts. And I have the deepest conviction that that is what next year is supposed to look like. That is the one primary thing we are supposed to learn. And it will shift everything inside of us. What freedom there is to be found in God's sovereignty. What vast amounts of hope are there to put in the Lord instead of trying to be our own sovereign? So, Father, we come before you this, the week of Christmas, the week where we celebrate your arrival. The baby Jesus, it has become a beautiful and hopeful picture in our minds, over our lives, throughout culture, throughout church history. It's lovely that the God of the universe would come, born of a virgin, a beautiful young maiden, to give birth to the Savior in a cave among all of the animals. It's filthy, and it's romantic, and it's beautiful, and it's human, and it's you. As only you would have done this to come for us, and we celebrate that this week, your arrival. And yet with great longing, we look forward to the day that you will come again, to the day that we will see your face, to the day that we fall and reach for your feet. The day that you look in our eyes, we long with all of our hearts for that day. And yet you are not absent from us. This isn't like the days of old when there was only the longing. Your spirit is here among us and in us and working in this world. And so we pray, Holy Spirit, come this Christmas week. A week where we can get truly sidetracked. We invite you to come. Keep us grounded, centered, focused, understanding what you are doing in us. And we open ourselves fully to your embrace. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website, and the website pretty much tells you what's going on around here, and that's often a lot. So, yeah, yesterday up at the Harvest Show in South Bend, and then back to Nashville, and then we'll run down this evening to Atlanta for a show called Atlanta Live, which is also a television show. And then see if we can get back to Nashville late tonight. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. And then we'll move into the Christmas week. I'm supposed to go over to Chattanooga for a meeting of pastors on Thursday. So we'll see how this plays out. It's a busy Christmas week. I did my best to stay put and did a pretty good job. Didn't have to do too much travel in the last quarter of the year, which was my aim and goal looking into 2012 and expecting there to be lots of fun for us and lots of places for us to visit. So, but the book and its associated promotions and stuff have started to kick in. So thank you for your prayers of strength, and I'm praying for your strength because I'm going to drag you everywhere with me. So you may want an overnight bag for this. Grab your toothbrush at least. We may be able to be home but it's going to be late. So we'll see. So the passage is booked for those of you who are looking for it for Christmas or Christmas gifts. I think you can run out. I know you can get it at Lifeway if you have a Lifeway Christian store in your neck of the woods. I know that you can get it there. I know that you will be able to get it at Barnes & Noble. I don't know that it has hit the stores yet. I don't know. I know also that you can get it at Books A Million. And again, I don't know that it's hit the stores there. I know that you can get it at Zondervan Christian stores. And I do believe it's available there. Pretty much you should be able to get it wherever there are books. But it's supposed to be rolling out and fully in place after Christmas. But if you're looking for it before Christmas, there are some places that you can get it. And you can order it from the Daily Eddie Bible Store, of course. We're kind of past that threshold where we're positive about getting things to you for Christmas. But we'll still ship it as fast as we can if you want to take chances that way. I'll remind you that we've been kind of doing... It's not really a promotion. It's just been saying, hey, gift the app to those that you believe need the Bible and community like this in the coming year. There's a link for that on the homepage to make it easy. And we just kind of suggested to send it to those that were on your, maybe your short list for Christmas cards or something. And gift the app to them so that they can go through the scriptures in 2012 along with us. Here at the end of the year, if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, I thank you with all of my heart. Really, with all of my heart. I don't know how else to say it. I've run out of words. Every day I am mystified and blown away that we're doing what we're doing. Truly. And that it's never been anything but us doing it together. I love that. And I don't expect that to ever change. So thank you for your partnership. You can do that at the website. If you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. All right, that's it for today. I love you very much. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Luke. And I just wanted to call because I feel like my family is being torn apart and we're under attack. My father has finally come out and admitted that he struggles with homosexuality and has repeatedly cheated on my mother. And my dear sister-in-law is struggling with postpartum mania. And my dear younger brother is acting out, using drugs, and being extremely rebellious against my parents. And it is all happening at once. And I have tons and tons of faith for God's work in this situation. But I need and covet your prayers because... we all need the power of the Holy Spirit, which raised Jesus from the dead, to break through the enemy's attack and to remember that he is a wounded and dying enemy and that the victory is found in our triune, beautiful Savior, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the greatest, the only. So I just call out to you and ask for your prayers for power and for endurance and perseverance and grace and for repentance and reconciliation and hope and faith. I love you all. Thank you so much.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Lance in San Diego, California. I just have a quick prayer request that I have some wisdom and discernment. I just finished a job interview, and they've extended an offer to me, and currently I'm doing freelance consulting and wanted to you know, make sure I make the right decisions. I wasn't looking for a job, but a company contacted me, and the interview went well. But I want to make sure I do the right thing with my, for my family and my wife, and in terms of my time. And so just pray for wisdom for me, and yeah, I would seek God's will and do the right thing. Thank you very much.
Hi, DAB family. This is Diane calling from Iowa, and I had called this summer after prayers for Heather, who had been diagnosed with breast cancer. Heather went through surgery well and is going through her chemo treatment, and hopefully will have her last chemo treatment today. She does face some future surgery related to her cancer, and just ask that you lift her up in prayer for healing and that the cancer would be removed from her body. I had also asked this summer for prayers for my husband, Bernie, who's on long-term disability from his job. He has another doctor appointment to go to today, and also a meeting with his lawyer. And I just ask that you cover that with your prayer, and also pray that the anger and the depression that he's going through could be lifted. I would also like to request prayer for a three-month-old girl named Myra. She's facing a 20-hour surgery tomorrow, Wednesday, November 30th. To remove tumors from her liver, and just ask that you lift her up in prayer. And then finally, I have a coworker named Mona who was diagnosed with uterine cancer last week. She has surgery coming up on December 19th, and just ask for your prayers for healing for her, and that also for strength and comfort for her family. I love you, DAB family. I thank you for all of your prayers, and as Daniel Johnson Jr. would say, make it a great day. Bye.
Hi, Daily Yoga Vibe family. This is Mickey from Louisiana, and I have a a praise report and a prayer request. First, the praise report. In February of this year, I requested prayer for my brother Steve, who lives in Texas, who at that time was homeless, didn't have a job, didn't know where he was going to go. And I was trying to reach out to him, but it's sort of long distance. I'm a little remiss on this praise report, but not too long after that request, he had found employment and has a place to live. And although it isn't what he would wish it to be, it meets his needs, and he's growing closer with the Lord because he's learning that God will provide for him. So I want to give the Lord Jesus praise for all of that. Secondly is a prayer request. That is for myself. And although I know that an answer will probably be forthcoming before you hear this, I believe that the Lord will hear my prayer request and that that will be answered because time to him is nothing. I am currently waiting to hear about a job that I went on an interview for. I feel a little awkward asking people to pray for this because I know there are many people who are not employed, but I am employed, and I'm trying to find another position within my company, primarily because the job I'm doing is taking its toll on my body. And this other position would be more suitable for me, and my body would not be in constant pain from the work that I do. So I'm asking that those that feel led, they would pray for me, that I would get favor on this job and that I would be selected because I'm more than qualified. But there are other candidates too that I am sure are qualified as well. So I'm asking for your prayer, and I'm asking that the Lord would show me favor. But yet I'm still grateful for the job that I have. So I thank you, Brian, for all that you do. You are truly a blessing. This is my third year in the Daily Audio Bible. I will have completed two times at the conclusion of this year. And it is such a blessing. Everything that you do is a blessing that I see. And I just pray that the Lord will bless you, Brian, and your family with great favor in all that you do, because you are showing the love of Jesus Christ in your ministry. Thank you, family, for your prayers. And I just ask that the Lord will bless you all this Christmas season. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.